We are going to continue the show by talking about an event that's happening, first of all, on Saturday of this weekend, and then another one that's happening the following Saturday, May 6th. First of all, the one this Saturday, the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition is holding a soil collection ceremony at 1 p.m. at the courthouse in Hillsborough to remember five men who were lynched in Orange County in 1869, Cyrus Guy, Wright Malone, and Daniel Jefferson and Washington Morrow. The event on Saturday, May 6th, the week from now, also from the Community Remembrance Coalition, is going to reflect on the life and legacy of a major civil rights figure of that same era. OCCRCoalition.org is the website to learn more about both of those events, both of them happening at the Hillsborough Courthouse. We're joined on the phone by James Williams, who is with the coalition, to talk about both of them and the historical significance. James, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thank you for having me on, Aaron. Good morning. And I'd like to begin by saying today is my birthday, but as it relates to this conversation, more significantly, it was 5 years ago that I was fortunate to be able to attend the grand opening ceremonies of the Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery. Mm. And following that visit, the fall of 2018, I was one of the co-founders of the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition. And since that time, we have engaged in some very, I think, significant programming around our racial path and how that relates to today. And the two events that are coming up are just, I think, emblematic of that work.
And the one this Saturday is going to be a soil collection ceremony, and I know that's not the first one of these that we've had locally. What is a soil collection ceremony, and what does it entail?
The ceremony is recognition of the fact that within the soil, there's stories, there's pain, there's suffering, and sort of excavating the past, I think, helps us address our current present. And so you had five victims of racial terror lynchings in the fall of 1869 in Orange County. Five victims within a 3-month period. And so what we will do prior to April 29, we will go out to the sites or representative sites of those lynchings, and we will actually collect soil from those sites. And during the ceremony, descendants and community members will, part of the ceremony will be community and descendants filling jars for each victim with soils that we have collected. There'll be two jars of soil for each victim, so 10 jars total. One jar will for each victim will be sent to Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery for inclusion in their exhibit, and we will keep one jar for each victim here locally for our own display and education efforts.
Speaking with James Williams, the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition, OCCRCoalition.org is their website for more information. Talking about the soil collection ceremony that's happening this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the courthouse in Hillsborough, remembering the five lynchings that we know of that took place in the fall of 1869. And this is part of a much longer historical period that goes on for decades after the Civil War, the attempt by white supremacists to kind of push back against and reverse all of the gains that were made toward racial equality that came out of the Civil War. What was happening specifically in the fall of 1869 that we know?
Well, the fall of 1869 was a terrifying period, particularly for African Americans, newly freed people in the state of North Carolina, and particularly when we look at certain counties. Mm. Those counties include Orange, Alamance, Caswell, Chatham, which has been described by historians as there being a reign of terror in those particular counties. And it was basically in response to the fact that there were some progressives within the legislature, we would use the term progressives today, that were trying to make real what had been decided after the Civil War and the various civil rights laws and amendments that had been passed. And there was pushback by white supremacists to undo that. And their main weapon was racial terror, including lynchings. And so you had those five here in Orange County, but there were others in Chatham, Caswell, and other counties also.
And in the midst of that, there were also some progressive figures here locally that we can celebrate as well. And I know the event next week, Saturday, is going to celebrate one of those, right?
That is correct. And I'm so excited. This is something that since I really first, and it was only within the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, that I learned about Albion Tourje. And he is such a dominant, such a, not just a jurist, which he was, but I think of him as a Renaissance man. I mean, you look at the novels he wrote, you look at the nonfiction works that he did, you look at his efforts in the legislature, you look at his stint on the bench here in the state of North Carolina, and the role that he played in trying to ensure justice and equality for Black people in this state has been not fully acknowledged. And so we want to shine some light on that, but not just for that reason. Now, when we look at what happened in the fall of 1869 and the lynchings that occurred in Orange County, Albion Tourje was the Superior Court judge assigned to the district. There were several counties. Orange County was one of those counties. And one of the things that, you know, as I mentioned, was happening during that time was pushback against, you know, Black freedoms and Black people trying to help ensure their own rights. There were some fires, some barn burnings. There was suspicion that two sons, Nelson and Washington Morrow, who were sons of Daniel Morrow, had been arrested, and they were in the Orange County jail at that time. The historical record seems to support the notion that the Klan and white supremacists were concerned about the fact that Albion Tourje was going to be the trial judge, and that through his efforts to ensure a fair trial, those two accused might be acquitted. So they sort of took matters in their own hands. They kidnapped them from the Orange County jail, took them out to a secluded area, and shot Washington Morrow. He ultimately died. Albion Tourje went on and served as trial judge several months later for the case involving Nelson Morrow. But not only that, Tourje was so involved in trying to get Congress and the state of North Carolina to take action to protect the lives and property of the newly freed enslaved people, including helping to get Congress to hold hearings and ultimately passing the KKK Act legislation. Tourje was a target himself. I mean, and one thing I'll say is I think it was almost miraculous that he went through all his efforts and survived, despite the fact that there were attacks on his life also. And then ultimately, when he left North Carolina, you know, a decade or so later, he was lead counsel for Plessy and Plessy v. Ferguson. So that his life and his story is so rich on so many levels that I'm really excited about being able to bring that to the people of Orange County in this program week after next.
And that event is going to be Saturday, May 6th at the County Courthouse in Hillsborough at 1 p.m. And then, of course, the soil collection ceremony also at the courthouse, 1 o'clock this Saturday, April 29th. Speaking with James Williams, and as we wrap up, anything else that folks should know about those two events or the coalition in general?
Well, one thing in particular that you know about the event on this Saturday, April 29th, there is a music festival that's taking place in Hillsborough that afternoon. I think it starts at noon.
That's the River Park concert, yeah.
Yeah, parking may be a challenge, so I'm encouraging people to leave early. I think there is adequate parking. There's certainly the parking deck behind Weaver Street Market. The town has a parking deck there that is free. And there are other parking spaces around the town of Hillsborough. But I do think leaving early and making sure you have adequate time to arrive at the destination is one bit of advice. One other thing that I'll mention about OCCRC, it's been a busy month, the month of April. One of the things that we sort of took the lead in doing was encouraging organizations and entities to acknowledge and commemorate the 60-year anniversary of Dr. King's letter from a Birmingham jail. Mm. There will be another at Binkley Baptist Church. Certain elected public officials from Orange County will be reflecting on the letter and its significance, and Professor Gene Nickel of UNC Law will be the moderator. So I just wanted to put in a plug for that also.
Again, OCCRcoalition.org for more information on those events, including the soil collection ceremony on Saturday the 29th, 1 p.m. at the courthouse in Hillsborough. James Williams, as always, thank you so much and happy birthday.
Thank you, Aaron.